This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 1st, 2022. The ARRL Field Day wrapped up nearly a week ago, and ARRL headquarters has already received over 2,400 entries submitted via the online Field Day entry web application. Early analysis reveals that most of the entries participated as Class D, that's home stations, and Class E, home stations using emergency power. As of June 30th, the breakdown of Field Day entries by class showed 2,723 total entries, with 272 in Class A, 361 in Class B, 32 in Class C, that's mobile, 1,524 in Class D, 484 in Class E, and 50 in Class F. So far, a total of over 517,000 contacts have been reported for the event. Those numbers are changing daily. In 2021, there were 1.5 million contacts made during the Field Day activities. Many participants were keeping their hopes up for better propagation as early forecasts were looking promising. ARRL contest manager Paul Bork and one SFE said that propagation aside, there was substantial activity. While band activity and conditions might not have been the greatest, there was a good amount of activity on all of the bands. Many participants seem to agree that the recent rule changes, capping transmitter power output to 100 watts, was a good idea. There is still plenty of time to submit your 2022 Field Day entry. Participants who submit their entries using ARRL's online submission form can earn 50 bonus points and will receive an email confirmation of their completed entry. Be sure to check the entries received webpage to verify your entry status, and be careful of this. If it indicates pending documents, the required dupe sheet, or in lieu of that, a Cabrillo log file or other supporting documentation of the claim bonus point is missing, so check that carefully. Participants can edit or add documentation to their online submissions by using the link provided in the confirmation email. And Field Day entries, by the way, must be submitted online or postmarked no later than 20:59 Universal Coordinated Time on July 26, 2022. The 2022 Field Day was highly promoted thanks to the efforts of many ARRL Division Section volunteers, amateur radio clubs, and their members. Many states and countries obtained special proclamations from local governments designated the weekend, or in some cases the entire week, as Field Day and Amateur Radio Week, recognizing the many contributions of amateur radio operators during emergencies with serving their communities. ARRL treated participants with a live video stream from W1AW, our headquarters station, throughout the Field Day. Life member Carl Schwab, KO8S of Warren, Michigan, was delighted with making contact with W1AW during Field Day. He has a great story. He said he heard W1AW calling CQ, Field Day on 20 meters, a single sideband. And then he responded and heard Kilo Oscar 8 Sierra, your 5 Foxtrot, Connecticut. A special moment for him, one that he said he will never forget. And by the way, a recording of that W1AW live stream is on ARRL's YouTube channel. 2022 Ham Radio, the International Amateur Radio Exhibition, held last weekend in Friedrichshafen, Germany, drew enthusiastic crowds and amateur radio enthusiasts from 52 countries. That event attracted 10,200 participants, while attendance was down to 14,300 in 2019. Because of COVID, visitors and exhibitors this year were upbeat, a sentiment reflected in the event's slogan this year, Seeing Friends Again. Officials said, together with our outstanding partner, the German Amateur Radio Club, we have put together a top-notch trade fair with a wide-ranging supporting program. There were 129 commercial exhibitors and associations with 265 flea market exhibitors from 27 countries. A lot of good stuff there. ARRL was among the participating International Amateur Radio Union member societies exhibiting at the convention. Representing ARRL in Germany were President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and his wife Holly, CEO Dave Minster, NA2AA, Director of Operations Bob Naumann, W5OV, and Director of Public Relations and Innovation, Bob Interbitson, NQ1R. Nauman led a team of ARRL volunteers who supported the DXCC card checking at its stand. That's a service that's pretty popular within the international ham radio community. A short video tour from the convention is posted to ARRL's YouTube channel. The next ham radio event will be held in Friedrichshafen, Germany from June 23rd to the 25th, 2023. For 2 days in mid-June, over 100 amateur radio operators were joined by the United States Geological Survey, local and county law enforcement agencies, and MCOM training organization for participation in a functional earthquake exercise in Southern California. That exercise was known as SoCal Shifting 2022. The goal of that exercise on June 18th and 19th was to test the operational capability and readiness of the WinLink Global Radio Email System using amateur radio frequencies. Oliver Dully, K6OLI, District Emergency Coordinator of the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Los Angeles Northeast District, said the exercise came together quickly over 5 days with the help of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department's Disaster Communications Service Agency and the San Diego Ares, as well as the Ventura County Ares. And he said amateur radio operators routinely hold weekly tests but need to be more network aware and used to the battle rhythm during emergencies to move traffic in a more timely manner. An exercise scenario included a cluster of earthquakes occurring on June 18th at 10:18 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and amateur radio operators were asked to send a series of messages ranging from "Did you feel it?" to a field day station report. Dolly said the exercise was a great success, stating that participants were only given a short 3-day notice, so the great success of the SoCal Shifting 2022 functional exercise again demonstrates the value of regular, mission-focused training and collaboration. This week's AMSAT report is in from Bruce Page, KK5DO. From the PICSAT team and U1SAT, we have learned that the PICSAT, a 3U CubeSat that was launched in January of 2018, went silent in April of 2018. That CubeSat has come alive. First reports of the satellite were reported by Vlad, EU1SAT, on June 20th. Then on June 24th, 2022, the PICSAT team reported successful commanding of the satellite. It has a 1K2 BPSK telemetry, and you can follow the recovery on their Twitter account at IAmPICSAT. Hopefully, after the recovery, the FM transponder will be available. If you happen to make satellite contacts during the ARRL field day, AMSAT had their field day at the same time. To submit your score for AMSAT field day, the deadline is just ahead of the ARRL's deadline. Your AMSAT submission must be made by email to kk5do@arrl.net or kk5do@amsat.org by 11:59 p.m. Central Time on July 15, 2022. Scoring rules and submission sheets are available at amsat.org. Just click on Events and a Field Day. A pedestrian fox hunt was held during the June 21st, 2022 Athens County, Ohio Amateur Radio Association's Summer Potluck Picnic at Southside Park Shelter. Keith Grummenveld, KC8JRV, hid several weak transmitters throughout the grounds in that park for hunters who showed up with their gear to zero in on the locations. After about a 15-minute search of the grounds, Eric McFadden, WD8RIF, was able to locate the first of the transmitters that was hidden in a squirrel box brochure tray in an adjacent field. The weathered box had blended with an attached tree to form the perfect hiding spot for that transmitter. The warm, humid day was a deterrent for continuing the hunts and other transmitters, so that hunt was canceled a little early. Earlier, Athens, Ohio area fox hunts had been designated for motor vehicle hunting. However, with the price of gas rising, it was decided a hunt on foot would be more logical at this club event. 24 club members attended that picnic and fox hunt event in Athens, Ohio. Plenty of contests on tap for the next 10 days. On July 2nd, the Venz and Whalen Independence Day contest, CW Phone and Digital. Then on July 2nd and 3rd, about 7 contests. The Nazard Memorial Contest, CW and Phone. The DLDX Ritty Contest, that's digital. Marconi Memorial HF Contest, CW. The Original QRP Contest, CW. the TA-VHF contest, VHF-UHF contest, CW and phone, the Modexus 070 Club 40-meter firecracker sprint, that's digital. Then on July 4th, a couple of events, the OK1WC Memorial CW contest, CW only, and also on July 4th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, CW. On July 5th, the ARS Spartan Sprint CW. On July 6th, a couple of events, the A1 Club AWT CW and the 144 VHF UHF FT8 activity contest, FT8 there. On the 7th, three contests, that's on July 7th, Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, CW. The 1700 NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital. And then also on July 7th, the SKCC Sprint Europe, CW. On July 9th through the 10th, a couple of events, the IARU HF World Championship, CW, and phone. And then also on July 9th through the 10th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW and phone as well. And for some upcoming section, state, and division conventions, on July 2nd, the Firecracker Ham Fest, that's hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. July 15th through the 17th, the Glacier Wharton Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Montana State Convention, that's in Essex, Montana. July 22nd through the 23rd, the Ham Holiday 2022, hosting the ARRL Oklahoma Section Convention, that's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And on July 30th through the 31st, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention. And our thanks this week to the Michiana Radio Amateur Radio Club in South Bend, Indiana, and the Fort Wayne Radio Club in Allen, Indiana, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeaters.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.